Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn an ISO show. If you don't know now, you know. We back at it. A Q&A, you know what I'm saying? Y'all send in the questions and we give y'all the answers as best we know how. Use at your own discretion. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. Listen, this you don't say, dating someone 20 years my elder and say, hey, y'all, this is from a 31-year-old male. Really, really likes a 50-year-old woman. We met at work, hit it off, and have really good time. Had a really good time. Not even just intimately. Damn, he knocked off and shit. Just a good time together. Talking about past experience, possible futures, and life. I'm well past the point of ever wanting children for a bevy of reasons. When I've brought up the idea of wanting to pursue a relationship with others, I've got questionable looks. I get that. It's to be expected. I guess my question or advice from you guys is, has anyone been down this path? Wait a minute, he says, I guess my question or advice for you guys is, has anyone been down this path, positive or negative, that I haven't already thought of past obvious sickness and health? Hee ha. So I guess he's trying to ask if you ever dated somebody, you know what I mean, way older than you, and you thought about pursuing a career, I'm about to say career, a relationship with that person.
No, I've knocked off plenty of older chicks when I was younger. You know what I mean? So how would he say what? She's 50, he's 30?
He's 31, she's 50.
Yeah, so what exactly is his question? But he want a relationship and she don't? Or what?
No,
what
he didn't even ask her that. He, you know what I mean, he want to know, is it something he should pursue and what's the positives and negatives about it?
Shit, I'm not the one.
Negative is that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all not, she going to get to the point, she 50, you 30. So by the time you get 50, she going to be fucking 70.
Right.
That's the negatives. You going to be going, you know what I mean? You going to be experiencing her going through all, a loved one going through this shit when you're not going through it together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she going to start going through phases of her life where she going to be passing on. And, you know what I mean? You still going to be upright and doing shit. So that's what you're going to be experiencing on the negative side. On the positive side, she could be a wonderful woman. Right. You know what I'm saying? A great person, you know what I mean, for you to share the rest of your life with. But are you willing to know, like, at a certain point, I'm going to have to live life by myself? You know what I mean? So that's the positives and the negatives of it.
I would just advise you, yeah, man, to me, that feel like too much of an age gap.
It is.
To me, that's like, that's too much of an age gap. I mean, but these days, I mean, you never know. But for me, because like you said, if it is serious, she may feel like, all right, I just have a good time with you. But locking in with somebody every day and y'all that much, y'all age, is that much far apart? Because right now, it might be just, everything is just fun. It's not the whole every day I'm with you in life. Everybody just romanticized the whole, yeah, y'all hanging out and y'all having fun and y'all popping, you know what I mean? Y'all popping and it's good. And okay, no, the everyday life. That shit may be like, man, I ain't with this. You know what I mean? It may just switch up. I'm like, yo, I ain't with this. You know what I'm saying? You may not have nothing in common with her, to be with her on the everyday level. Or every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That. The everyday rigmarole of life. Like, you may not have nothing in common with her. I don't know, man. You know what I mean? I mean, if you feel a way about her, just see where, I mean, if you want to see where it go, ask her. But then you may be, after like a while, you may be like, yeah, this not going to work. We in two different places in life. You might just be in two different places in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So y'all might just be having fun with each other right now. It's fun because it's not every, not going through everyday life with each other. We just hooking up and it's just the fun part right now. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. Know what I mean, if you really feel that way about her.
You've been with an older woman before, right?
Yeah, but I was younger, but I wasn't thinking about no relationship, dog. I was just doing me.
Okay.
So it's not like I was sitting here thinking, oh, this is going to be my woman. And then it wasn't like it was older. All right, you 35. You 35, I'm 18 or 19. You know what I'm saying? Or you might be 40 and I'm 21, but you 40, but I'm not thinking about you being in a relationship. I'm just hitting because you just giving it up.
Mm.
Like I said, that's just the fun part of life. It's not that every day. Because if he's with each other every day, you probably bitching about, you got to go get a better paying job and you got bills to pay. And I'd be like, I'm out of here. Why can't I just come through? You know what I mean? Fuck the brakes off you.
Right.
And then you give me lunch money and I go about my business. Dang, like we've been doing.
Give me lunch money. Wow.
You know what I mean? I got to go to work, so I ain't got time to cook. But hey, go on, get you some. Yeah.
Right.
I'm on the bus with a fucking cheese steak and a soda. Happy. Best time in life.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Hey, I mean, the choice is yours. Worries. It's up to you if you want to move, make that move. My man said right into that joint. There you go.
Means no worries.
Yeah. Beanie Siegel said, this whole bitching, motherfucker, won't you change your life? I'm thinking, motherfucker, won't I change my wife? You know what I mean? So, hey, you know what I mean?
So, I mean, that's up to you, brother. Yeah. It's up to you. Or you want to try, man, unless it's going to be bothering you if you don't see where it go. But like I said, that's where the age gap may come into play, when you really get serious and try to lock in with somebody. Because right now, it might just be all good. It's all the good stuff, all the highlights right now. I don't know about all that, just being with a person every day. You may be like...
Yeah, but that's what you date the person for, to see if, you know what I mean, the deeper you get into it, if you like it though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If that's
go ahead.
Because he already OG. I mean, not an OG, you're 31, you're not an OG, I'm sorry. He already said he don't want to have kids. So that aspect of his life,
but you never know. You might get a few years in and be locked in, and now you wanna have kids. And she was like, well, you knew I wasn't having no kids.
Well, yeah.
You're sitting around looking like, now you're all in the air like, we might need to adopt, or we might need it to, and you might not want to do that.
Right.
Yeah. But you never know. If you don't want to have kids, some people that just dead set just don't want to have kids. So
yeah, there are. There are people.
Good
like
luck
that.
With that, man. Let us know how it go.
This joint right here say just got kicked out. Say hi, I'm 19. I got kicked out of my parents' house last night. I was late on my curfew by 50 minutes because I was hanging with some friends at their house, 10 minutes away. I got home and my stepdad immediately got up from the couch and told me to leave. I asked if he would listen and he refused. I asked if I can get some clothes to prepare for me for the next day and he refused. He said that it was his house, therefore I don't have access to any of my things. He proceeded to open the front door and push me out. I had to get police involved so that I can get my stuff, stay the night at a friend's house, and now here I am. I feel terrible. I'm extremely scared. I don't know where to go or who to ask. I live in Denver and the rent is crazy for a one-bedroom apartment. Part of me is saying to leave to another state. My mother is calling, and I'm ignoring her calls. All right, I thought you said, all right. Everything is such a blur. I have a little saved up. I have two good paying jobs. I don't want to be a burden my friends with me. Is there anything I can do?
Is this like an ongoing thing between you and your father or whatever or stuff? Because like you got, anyway, you get kicked out for just the one time you just laid on curfew. That sounds crazy. It's like maybe something ongoing that you didn't let us know in this. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Because who getting kicked out after just one time coming back late and getting kicked out?
Right.
So it might have been something that's going on and on.
Hopefully. I hope it's something more than that. Because if it's just that, you start to look at your mom different. You just allow this motherfucker to step in and just, you know what I mean, move me out. So I don't know.
Yeah, so.
Hopefully, man.
Yeah, so we don't even know the whole context behind that. Because it got to be more than that, man. It really do got to be more than that. I mean, if you. All right, you're employed, but you may. You may have to find a room to rent. You know what I mean? You may have to rough it out for a while, find a room to rent. You can't a whole apartment.
Do they rent rooms to 19-year-olds?
I have no clue.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're old. I mean, 18 is grown, though.
Yeah, 18 is grown, but you know, some spots they own, you gotta like 21 and up to rent a room.
You know what I mean? Rent a room or who knows, man? If you need that, if you feel like, well, I may not be able to survive on my own out here, and I may not be able to get a place of my own no time soon, man. You might have to go join the military or something like that. That's the only place that I, that's the only place I can think of that immediately will give you shelter, place to stay and all of that. And you can go, you know what I mean?
Do they do that immediately?
Culture and all of that. I mean, like, within, like, if you sign, because he over 18, so if you sign within, like, maybe, like, a few days or whatever like that, you be on your way.
I got you.
I mean, I remember them telling me that, like, yo, you sign up in a week, by the end of the week, you off the basic training.
Yeah, probably now, it's probably even more, I mean, it's probably more faster than that, because there's a lack of every recruit, so yeah.
They probably like, listen, sign here, all right, I'm about to go dry you down there and drop you off, like, damn.
You be signing, a motherfucker be cutting your head and shit, well, we gotta get you right. Whoa, what's going on, fam? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we gotta get you right. You ready, right? Yeah, so, I don't know, man, like, it sound like, you know what I mean, it's kind of weird because you say you're 19, you got two jobs. You know what I'm saying? So you say you got a little bit of money saved up. For one, you're in Denver. I can't see me kicking my kids out and I'm in Denver and I don't even know where the hell you're going to go. It's cold as shit out there. I'm just assuming. I don't know. But like, I don't know. It just sounds like you and your step pop, you know what I'm saying, didn't have the best relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you're not, you know what I mean, answering your mom's call. That's kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, why are you ignoring your mom? But you worried about what you're going to do. But you don't want to talk to your mom, can tell you, like, bring your ass home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what he said. You come the fuck home. You my child. So I don't know why you, like, ignoring your mom call. But I don't know, man. We can't have shit both ways. You can't say, I don't want to be a burden on my friends, but I don't know what to do. Well, what the fuck are you going to do then? Like, you know what I'm saying? If they giving you somewhere to stay because you worried about where you're going to stay at, then you can't be worried about, I don't want to be a burden. You just might have to be a burden for a little while until you get to the point to save some money up to go out on your own. That's just, you know what I mean? Shit can't be both ways. So, you know what I mean? We don't just magically get thrown out the house and then you thrown out the house and you walk right into the apartment. So, you just got to figure shit out, man. If your friends is giving you that little freedom right now, that space to stay at, use that. And you got two jobs. Just like, don't be a burden. Yo, I got these jobs, so I'm gonna pay the food. I'm gonna handle this bill while I'm here. Don't be a burden. You know what I'm saying? You don't gotta be a burden if you got two jobs. Mm-hmm. Help them out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, best of luck to you, man. And answer the phone. Your mom probably worried like a motherfucker. She probably trying to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your mom, man. You know what I mean? Talk to your mom. Man. That's why she's calling you. This joint right here says, is your never too late to start over just a scam successful people tell you? All right, so you said, so basically I'm 20 years old, and what's been bothering me for the last few months is how some comments and posts online tell you how you can always change any time of your life. Of course, it always sounds motivating initially, but I've started to question them since I started to see them simply not realistic. After I had finished high school at the age of 19, I got accepted to one of the most prestigious business schools in my country. Little did I know the economics simply does not interest me. Although I found math and physics really fascinating, I worked in IT for a year and now I'm enrolled in mathatronics engineering, where I am frankly okay with it. My real problem is the age gap. I mean, in the US, most people graduate at the age of 20 with relevant work experience and multiple useful skills. Here, it's more common for people to write thesis at 21. But still, I've started my life over, even though I felt I was quite young. But that 1 year felt rather like 10. Now I see all my high school friends doing internships, enjoying their lives, while I'm here in my first year trying to find motivation to even continue. So, you know, basically this question is us as, is that a real quote? You know what I mean? That you can always start over. You say, has anyone ever felt the same? So, yeah, I mean, have you felt the same like that? That's a false quote. Like, you can't start over. If you're in something, you should be in it and ride it out. I feel like, yeah, you can start over. You talking to a motherfucker that I done reinvented myself from job to job a couple times. I have, the last job I left, I was there for 15 years. The job before that, I was there probably like 5 years. So, you can start over. You just got to have a mindset. You can't, you know what I'm saying, in your mind think that you can't, because then you won't. You know what I mean? You really gotta have the mindset to think like it's gonna work regardless of whatever I do. People reinvent themselves daily. You know what I mean? Monthly, you know what I mean? So you young, 21 years old, so don't act like everything is lost, because you comparing yourself to what your friends is doing. You looking at them like, oh, they already doing this, and I'm on my way back here, and they're doing that. Don't worry about them. Focus on yourself.
Yeah, pull your skirt down, B. I don't even understand what this, what is, I don't even understand, like, you sound like you just, you crying about something that's, you sound like you in a great position in life, but you sound like you just, I don't understand what the fuck you complaining about. I don't get it.
He is in a great position, but the people around him, he feel as though they're doing better.
What? See, that's the problem.
You know what I mean, he looking at what they're doing.
That's a part of this goddamn internet shit. He probably sitting there watching people. You know what I mean? Looking at the highlights of everybody's life, and then you're around other people who they may be doing all right. No, comparison's the thief of joy. Figure out what you're trying to do in life and you focus on that. Why are you worrying about what your friend is doing? What your friend is doing.
Right.
If you said you found something that you like doing, and you're getting paid, and then you say he's an IT and all that, when they get paid?
Yeah, they get paid.
What the fuck are you complaining about? I don't even get this question. I don't get it. What is the problem? I'm telling you, it's the whole internet trying to where I'm just looking at somebody else and I think their life is better, and I'm listening to somebody else and I think their life is better, so I'm feeling depressed about my shit because your seems to be better from the outside. You don't know.
Right, yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. What you mean, starting over? You like you said, I'm thinking when you said that, I'm thinking mother's going to say like he like 60 years old or 50 years old or something.
He said like 21.
Right. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
What the hell are you? I don't even get this shit. I thought he was going to say something like 50 years old when you read that shit. I'm like, huh? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, he's young boy.
Start over. You ain't start yet, motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go. You're right.
And you just got off the porch.
Right. Start over. Yeah.
Start over? You ain't fucking start yet.
Right, right, right.
What are you talking about? Man, he our age or some shit. Well, start over. Yeah, man. You know, I've been dug in the same job 20 years and then should I go try to do my own thing? Motherfucker, you fresh off the bunk bed, nigga. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Right, right.
What? These questions be wild. I don't even think you don't even have a problem, dog. Just handle your business. You say you found something that you like to do, just go on and do it.
It's a problem for them because they expect immediate success.
Right. I'm telling you, that's the internet stuff
success,
do.
Yo.
Everybody you know else, I mean? These people, they like they having the time of their life and they doing, you don't know what, like I keep saying, stop comparing stuff. You don't know what other people are doing. To do the things that he's doing, that might be the highlight, and their life might be terrible. Stop comparing yourself to other people.
Right.
Focus your life, your journey. Yeah. Come on, man. This ain't even like a, I mean, not to down it, but this ain't even like an issue, dog. But it is an issue these days because you got people who they dead serious care about what other people's life look like, and they think that everything is just because you're 100% real. Somebody look like they having a time of their life, and they making a world full of money. Man, you don't know what somebody doing to get what they got or doing the things they do.
Right.
And you compare yourself to other people around you because they like they're having fun. You're not friends with them. You're not having fun too. You said you're doing something that you want to do.
Right.
And
right.
You want a field that can make money hand over fist.
Right. And you 21.
I don't understand what the problem is. Right. You saying it like you are damn age trying to start over again.
So much you don't know
can
the problem.
Can I start
is,
over?
The problem
we ain't
is,
start yet.
Problem is my money and I want it now. I want it now.
The hell you talking about? Like 2021. The hell is you talking about? I don't even understand. Yeah, we done with this, man. Now, I mean, do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do and live your life, man. You're in a great position. The hell are you talking about? There's people out here who sitting around 50 years old and they want to start over. Are they feeling like they want to pivot or they want to try to get whatever business they wanted to do, you know what I'm saying, before it's too late because time done went by. It's people that done spent 20, 30 years at a job. And they sitting around thinking about, could they start over?
Right, right.
You fresh out the porch talking about, could I start over? You ain't start yet. You just started. You know what I mean? We done with this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. This joint say, pregnant with a guy I ghosted. What do I do?
Damn.
Wow. They say, I'm a 23-year-old female. He was a 38-year-old male. We met at work and ended up sleeping. Damn, how y'all meet at work? I don't know. Well, let me keep going because maybe you don't work no more. I ain't read it. We met at work and ended up sleeping together. Then this was ongoing for a few weeks. Everything was going great. I felt we had wonderful connection. But as the days went on, there was just things that made me feel we were incompatible connection. But as the days went on, there were just, I'll read that shit again, and perhaps not healthy, and that maybe it wasn't really going anywhere as though I thought. He began to get distant and basically felt like a booty call in the end. He felt like that? Okay. So the last time he texted me to hang out, I left him on read. And decided I was ending things. That was the way to leave it like that. He told me all the right things that he wanted, something serious with me, and all the things guys said and promised. But he made me feel anxious and insecure. I didn't feel respected. He brags about cheating and all of the other stuff that doesn't make me feel good or like someone I see in my future. I do care for him as human, but I do care for him as a human, but it's just not the right thing to do, I think. Fast forward a few weeks, my period is super late. I have a couple other symptoms that makes me wonder. I take a couple pregnancy tests, and each one in no time limit right there. Wait, what? Hold on, man, because this joint is wild.
What is this?
This joint. this joint is wild. So basically, yo. She broke down how she met the guy and everything that she went through. He wanted her to move it through. He wanted to be serious. She didn't want to be serious. You know what I'm saying? So she just stopped messing with him because she saw signs in him that she didn't want to move forward with a person like that. But now, weeks later, she's pregnant.
Weeks later?
Weeks later. That's what she said. Weeks later. So she said right here.
Are you sure?
This is what she said. She said, do I tell him? Do I deal with it myself? What the F do I do? If I do tell him, you know what I mean, what do I say? What if he doesn't believe me? I seriously, from the bottom of my heart, need some kind of advice, and I'm reaching out to you guys.
So, yeah, she knows.
Shit, we ain't the motherfucker. Wow, why you reach out to us? Reach out to a woman with this shit.
This is the thing I don't understand. Why would you not tell him?
I mean,
why would you not tell me about my child?
Do you know, does it say she 100% knows she's pregnant? Yeah. She said a few weeks,
but she said she took pregnancy tests.
Yeah, a few weeks. It mean, listen, the Jimmy's on extra tight.
Damn, okay.
It's not mine. Because how the hell, you said a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So so I'm not no damn doctor, but you're going to be pregnant after we did all this for a couple weeks. We just so happened to click up and get together. You know what I mean? Have a few times. We obviously wasn't wearing no protection.
Yeah, she said that in there.
So now I'm saying one wearing no protection. So and then now you pregnant. I mean, if you tell him, first thing I'm gonna think is, all right, we ain't even messed with each other for that long. I'm gonna think that it ain't even mine.
Right.
Because after a couple weeks, you pregnant after a couple weeks by me. You know, it might have been somebody that. I'm sorry. That's exactly how I would think. That's exactly what I would think because I'd be thinking about the time like. After a couple weeks. And then you ghosted me after a couple weeks. And then now you want to pop up and say you're pregnant. It just happened to be mine. I'm 2 weeks or some shit. Like, I look like.
Yeah. What movie damn. Was that when after they got to have sex, she's like, I'm pregnant. I know my body.
The Wayne's. Was that
don't get drunk.
Yo, he just got done.
Yeah.
He just got done. He was laying there.
I'm pregnant.
Right.
Right. I know my body.
Right.
What, bitch? Y'all, you better get the fuck out of here with that.
Right. No, you're not. I'm not going for the okie doke. I'm sorry. I would have to know. Know what I mean? Like, this just seemed too soon. Unless you getting it. Because when do a chick start showing that she's pregnant?
Months, dog.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you take a pregnancy test, this joint say, what did it say? A couple weeks?
She said because after a couple weeks, her period was super late.
Listen, man, I don't know. If I was him, I'd be skeptical. Even if you told, if you came to me and told me, I'd be skeptical the whole time. And I'd be like, yo, then what, you know what I mean? Then on top of that, it made me skeptical, like, you ghosted me. So right. What you ghost me for? Because you had somebody else? So am I just a person, I'm just a better option to try to put the baby on? That's exactly how I'd be thinking. I'm going to keep it real. That's how I would be thinking. Because if you ghosted me, then you come back and say you're pregnant.
So she shouldn't approach him right now because it's going bad.
Listen, it's going that bad either way because you ghosted him.
Yeah.
You go to them and then you want to turn around. So I'm already, if I'm that man, I'm already going to have doubts no matter what. Right. I'm going to have doubts. Like, yo, you just, we mean you just did something ghost to me, or was that only, or did you only give it up because when I wanted something to pursue something with you, you didn't want it.
Right.
To the point that you just cut me off. So was I just something to do or to use revenge sex to get back at somebody else? All that would be going through my head. And then you going to sit here and tell me that you pregnant after you cut me off.
Right.
So either way, it's not going to be a good situation unless he just super duper understanding out of this world understanding. Me, I'd be skeptical. I'd be sitting around, listen, we going to find out if you what you going to do. If you decide you're going to have that baby, all right, first thing, day one, I need a paternity test. I'm already going to be thinking that way. So ain't no way of getting out of that. Ain't no nice way of doing that. If he's a man with any type of common ass sense, he's going to be sitting around thinking like, may not be my baby.
Right.
So I don't know what you do about that. So if I was you, I'd just tell him the truth. It's just like a damn Band-Aid. Just pull it the hell off and get it over with. Because he probably going to be skeptical. Any man going to be skeptical after the way you just treated him. You treated him like he was just something to do for a minute. You didn't want nothing. You didn't want nothing else from him and just cut him off. Then you going to come back and say, you pregnant? You pregnant already? We was only messing with each other for a couple weeks. So, unless you didn't give us the right timeline or something like that, who knows? But I'm already going to be skeptical if it's me. So you got a lonely road ahead. He might be saying, all right, well, what you going to do? If you decide that you're going to have it, I'm going to need the proof that it's mine before I do anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? So that's tough. I'm sorry you're going through that, but you made that bed, you got to lay in it. Mm. You know what I mean? Man didn't have no protection. You know, he showed me, man, y'all wasn't using protection.
But how you ghost somebody? She never said that you quit your job. Off. So y'all work together. How you ghost somebody that you work with?
I don't even know. That don't even make no sense. This whole thing don't even make no sense to me.
I feel you are, yeah. I'm not saying
y'all met at the job, but then you just cut him off. How you cut somebody off that you got to see every day?
Right.
That's bring another rule. Right. That, I mean, that's the reason why you're not supposed to mess with people you work with.
Right.
People do that anyway all day in life. That's just people you around the most.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You type person, your job is your whole damn life, and it take up your whole damn day.
Yeah. I work with a boy like that. He was like, yo, this is the only job I ain't fucked nobody at. I was like, well, there's only 50-year-old woman in this joint. Who you going to sleep with? I'm going to work on it because I ain't... Every job I've been at, I slept with somebody. Like, this nigga's crazy. But like, that's how he was, though. You know what I'm saying? So some people, that's their thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, shit. This joint says, I am morbidly obese, not just chubby. How do I tell my boyfriend?
What do you mean, how do you tell your boyfriend?
They must got like a long-distance relationship.
Oh, shit. So, catfishing.
So say, how you doing? I'm 5'2" and I weigh 220.
Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no fucking way, boy. You said 5'2".
She's 26 years old. I'm 5'2" tall and I weigh 220 pounds. I'm currently in a long distance relationship. Told you.
Okay.
I'm currently in a long distance relationship with my boyfriend. 27. We met online for a long time now. As cheesy as it sounds, he's truly the best person that ever came in my life and wish him as someone to spend a life with, right? 80% of the time, I only show my face on FaceTime or selfies.
That's what I'm about to say. So I'm like, how come he ain't never see a picture of you?
She said, but later, 20% are full body mirror pics or pics that others took of me. Yeah, I mean, last pic was a mirror pic I sent that was 2 weeks ago. Now, there are times when I open up stories and experiences being on the bigger side my whole life. Comparing myself to fat-looking aircrafts. Here's a plane, guy, or simply texting that. I'm fat. He usually replies in three ways. You're perfect. You're not fat. You shouldn't care what other people think. So she said, basically, she's been putting, like, pictures on, you know what I'm saying, line, and that's the reply to the surprise you get. Like, here's a plane, guys. I mean, motherfuckers fucking
with hold on. She put that online and the guy does that?
No. Not the guy. She said other people. She said his replies
would
be,
what the fuck are you goddamn putting that shit through? Well, what on? Like, you just post it on Instagram and people just making fun of you or something?
I guess so. She said his replies would be, you're perfect, you're not fat, and you shouldn't care what other people think. All right. So, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate his replies to make me feel better, but I think he doesn't grasp the weight of his girlfriend's numbers on the scale. Now he's talking to somebody dealing with morbid obesity. Yo, you really dealing with yourself, because like I never heard nobody call himself morbid obese. How every piece of her clothing would be
morbid is a strong word.
Yes, what I'm saying, but damn. That's how she describing herself though. You know what I'm saying? How every clothing would be too loose on him, thinking all this kills me from the inside, but makes me go back to drinking lemon water and eating salads again. You know what I'm saying? So her question to us is, so how should I tell him that he's dating somebody obese? Should I even bother telling him based on his replies? If he saw the picture of you, I think he would, because you're saying morbidly obese. If he saw a picture of you, you would see the picture and be like, yo, she, you know what I mean? It ain't no guessing. Like, mm-hmm. if you calling yourself morbidly obese, you don't see a picture of somebody that's morbidly obese, I'm like, yo, you think they fat? You think or she's a little chubby? No, you know that. Mm-hmm. So you too down on yourself, yo.
Mm-hmm.
You too down on yourself. And then why the fuck do you care? Because y'all in a long distance relationship. When y'all going to the point to meet? Y'all met online. So like, how was it such a big deal? Like, are y'all planning on meeting sometime soon? Where you like, I gotta clear the air before he come down here, or before I go there to meet him, and he might be upset about what he see.
But you saw him pictures already, and he's saying he cool with it.
Yeah, she even FaceTimed him.
Yeah, so I don't understand. Like, what does she? What's her question? What does she want from us?
She want to know. She bothered telling him that she's morbidly obese.
You already did. He already know you big.
Dog.
He already know.
She's scared of losing him. You see, in the joint, she said that he's one of the greatest person that ever came into her life. And you never even met this man. Yeah. He's one of the greatest persons you ever came across in your life. Right. And I'm only talking to you online.
Right.
He got a whole family somewhere.
Man.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be funny, but like, you don't even know, really. You point out your flaws, you don't even know this man.
Mm.
So come on, man. Like, don't be so hard on yourself, yo. You like really hard on yourself.
Yo, these questions is like a little like
depressing.
Nah, depressing. Okay. Just like fucking like left field type joints. This whole episode, like some left field questions that I don't even like understand the purpose of some of these questions. Like these Jones is like, I don't want to say weird because it's somebody who might really. That might be a serious question to them, even though we don't understand why you're asking that question. You know what I mean? So I don't want to make fun of people like, yo, that shit is weird. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. It might be really something that you want to know. But it's like throwing me off this episode. Like, so I don't understand some of these questions. What's the point of some of these questions? You already showed him the picture.
Right.
And he said he cool with it. So right. What are you letting him know?
He defended you when you put the shit up online. Tell the motherfuckers, like, no, you're not fat, you know what I mean? Don't worry about what motherfuckers saying. Man, yo, these motherfuckers, this next generation, their self-confidence is shot, bro.
It is.
It's shot to death,
shit in the
bro.
Toilet, man.
It's
because
shot.
Because I would say, they live off looking at everybody else's life, thinking everybody else's life is just so much better than theirs.
Right.
They do.
Yeah, they shit is like, wow. Shit crazy, yo. You know what I'm saying? This is a short question right here. It say, what do I do when a woman says I hate men? Especially if you're somewhat friendly, getting offended would be kind of weak, but not saying anything also is. I really don't know how to deal with this, so what should I do, guys? Fucking run. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, what? Oh, okay. Who said she hate men?
I guess there's a girl that he might be like talking to, and he's saying like,
she hate men?
Yeah.
Said she hate men?
Why
the fuck are you trying to deal with her?
I don't know, man.
She looked that damn good that you gonna put up with it, which a lot of men do stuff like, I hate men. Well, dude, fuck you then. Find somebody else. Talk to somebody else. It's a lot of women out here. Talk to somebody else. You ain't trying to sit around there and try to, let me figure out. See, that's what I mean with some men. Some men just like to conquer women. So I want to get her because she say, she don't like, she hate men. So
that's a waste of time.
So that'd be the one you're going to try hardest to get.
Right. You're wasting your fucking time.
No, she already got that in her damn head that she She done with men, or somebody might have just did her wrong, or who knows? I mean, who knows why she say she hate men?
So when you so what are you that doing woman, that for? What did you win?
Exactly. You just wasted your time and did all that. Just say you popped the chick that say she hate men or something right, like that. Like, for
okay.
what?
Okay, that's
what man, go on, move on in life, man. It's other women out there. Go on, move on. I mean, I don't even bother women start talking about that. Bye. No, I ain't gonna ask you out. What am I gonna ask you out for? You talk like you don't even like men.
Right.
Men is just so down. Men just keeping everybody down and they just the worst people in the world and y'all keeping us oppressed. No. As soon as I start catching that energy and that vibe from a woman and they start talking like that, I'm not about to sit here and keep it. What am I gonna ask you out for?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm here to oppress you and keep you down or something like that.
That'd be the same woman, I mean, the man that you take her to a certain spot, though.
Know what I'm saying?
I'm a queen, so y'all I only oppressive. Go with X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, see, y'all just want to keep a woman in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah.
Dumb stuff. I'd be like, all right, man, I ain't even about to bother with this one. You did with a strong, independent woman. No, I just don't like your energy.
Right.
I just don't want to be a you just unpleasant.
I feel
just unpleasant.
I don't
you
like
can tell.
I don't like
unpleasant
women like that, dog.
Unpleasant as shit.
A woman had to pull some dumb shit out like, see, that's because you ain't used to a strong woman and your mother's weak. Oh, my mother. How my mother getting this? Now I'm about to put hands on you.
I'm not.
Come on, mom.
We not women back in the day just put up with a bunch of bullshit. Y'all swear every goddamn woman from back in the day was getting used and abused. No, some of these women was happy and had great relationships and great marriages. Everybody wasn't getting used and abused and knocked upside their head. That's just that's just some bullshit narrative y'all made up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, just cause your ass don't want to cook.
Yeah.
All that cause you don't want to cook. So you know what I'm saying? So everybody grandmother got used and abused and treated like shit because you don't want to flip a pancake for a motherfucker, man.
Right, right.
Get out of here.
You got to be careful. You run into the wrong motherfucker, he might put hands on you. You talk crazy like that.
No.
You run up on a motherfucker like
that. But that be the motherfucker that they goddamn love. But he buying you shit. Y'all going on trips and y'all on Instagram on the beach. That be motherfucker putting hands on you, but you putting up with it. That be the motherfucker you putting up with it because,
right.
You know what I mean? You like, you got one up on these other bitches.
Right, right.
You wearing fucking sunglasses and shit at night because he fucking knocking your block off. They'll put up with that shit though. But your grandmother's getting used and abused and I ain't putting up with it. Yeah, you'll put up with it if you like the motherfucker enough. Right. Let's keep it real. Let's talk about that for a second.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your attraction level is a 10, so he can knock you upside your head and you'll put up with it.
Yeah.
And the other motherfucker, I'm gonna be hitting me. Then it's the same chicks online. A man went beating the hell on. How this man been beating on you?
Right.
You ain't never leave? Then it's y'all understand how hard it is. Yeah, y'all understand how hard it is to part ways with that fucking man's money and his resources because he helped you like you had went up on these bitches, so you put up with the fact that he was whooping on your ass.
Right.
Because he was a nigga that was making $50,000 a year, you wouldn't been putting up with that. You know what I mean? Y'all got matching outfits and fucking matching fucking watches and all that. So he upset, so he blacking your goddamn eyes and you just putting up with it.
He gave a matching eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, man. All right, man, what's up?
Woman to deal with what she deal with if she want to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Attraction level is high enough to you'll put up with it. You see that shit online all the time. Oh, this man is beating me. You leaving him? No. You ain't left the motherfucker, but you putting pictures up there. Yeah, he done whooped you.
Right.
Whooped you and you staying. He cheating on you. You crying. You on goddamn IG Live fucking crying, but you ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Cut it out, man.
Yeah, you're right. This joint says, me and my girlfriend, they need sex advice. So me and my girlfriend
have been... Say it again.
Say it again. Him and his girlfriend need sex advice.
Come to us?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you did put out the episode of Dicksman. So me and my girlfriend have been together for around 2 months. That's I need sex advice already after 2 months. Let me keep going. And we used to have sex a lot. We couldn't keep our hands off of each other. We've had sex at least one time a day. She's been staying at mine, at my, I guess to say my house, at mine the last few weeks, and she said she feels comfortable there. She shares a house. We had a chat about a week ago about how often we felt was reasonable amount to have sex, as she felt we were doing it too much. So we agreed once a day was fair. Wait a minute.
That's so crazy. What the fucking day? This motherfuckers has been, it's Mr. Charles motherfuckers out here.
Hold on, Tom. Let me finish this shit.
Getting that shit in, been as 3 weeks.
As a recent, however, she completely died off and often rejects my advances, which I don't have an issue with, but it winds me up. And when she's flirting with me from the moment I get home until we get to the bed, then she says she's tired. We had a chat and she said it's not because she's not attracted, etc., but now I feel awkward advancing, and she told me maybe to back off a bit. Advice. First off, how much was y'all having sex when you come to the conclusion of one time a day is cool? Like, when you going back and forth on your negotiation and you like, all right, just one time every day. Then, all right, y'all like, bet. Yo, that's wild. But for one, y'all are still 2 months in. Y'all should still be in the early phases of just enjoying each other. I ain't gonna front. You put in here she share a house. Your house is the house that she get away from the nonsense at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So in the beginning, I'm gonna fuck you every day because I need you to be able to move my shit in there.
Yeah, escapism. Yeah, you know what I mean? I need escapism. Yeah, I'm over here fucking sharing. I'm like a fucking roommate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah. So I'm gonna put that shit on you. I'm gonna put that pussy on you because I need to get the I need to get in with you. Right. Now that I'm in, I gotta fucking ration this shit out now.
Right.
I got what I needed.
Right.
So yeah, not to vilify her, but yeah, that's manipulation.
Yeah, it is.
Manipulation. She put that shit on you because, like I said, not to say that she don't care about you, but she's seeing you as help.
Right.
She's seeing you as help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's seeing you as help. Oh, slow down. Slow down. We was fucking 3 times a goddamn day. We fucking in the morning before we fucking went to work. As soon as we got home, and before we went to bed.
Yeah.
Now we got to fucking settle.
Before we went to bed? No, y'all fucking 3 times a day when she was getting the Uber home.
You know what I mean?
Now I mean, now that bitch is in the crib with you. That shit slowed the fuck down.
Yeah, right. Cause I'm in.
Yeah, I'm here now. I don't gotta do all that dumb shit.
I'm in. You know what I mean? I'm in.
I'm saying.
Good night. Right. The fuck.
That's wild though, dog. Like,
come through with the fucker. Hold on.
First off, how you moving abroad in? You only been with her 2 months though, dog.
She put that pussy on her.
Damn.
One time a day is cool now. Right. See what the fuck she had to do. She put that pussy on it. Use what you got to get what you want. Know what I mean? She put that pussy on it. You know what the hell she had to do? So I can fuck this soul out.
Yo.
Now you sitting around like, yo, what happened? What you mean what happened? Turn that light off. I'm trying to get some sleep.
Right.
I'm in. She in now. She right. in. Yeah, she is. Yeah, she got you. She got you with that shit. She put that pussy on you because she needed the fuck out of that bullshit ass situation she probably was in that she probably didn't want to be in.
Right.
That bullshit living arrangement. Well, no, I'm here now.
Yeah.
Here now. Whoa, slow up.
Both of y'all 29 too? Yeah, she like, bet. Come over here because you said when I'm hitting you up doing work. So that means she at the crib chilling. I got the whole house to myself. I'm hitting you up doing work. We flirting and shit. Then by the time we get home, she
do what you got to do. Get your hot and heavy, right? I'm tired. Doing what? Not right now. But no, but he said he still, they agreed, I'm going to give him up to him once.
Right.
Like, whoa, he was fucking running around this whole joint, fucking all over this house.
Hell yeah.
Now down to one time.
Where's my one at then? I'm not even getting the one.
Right.
Once a day is on some fucking Laurel Pippen shit, dog.
She described that shit to you like she's talking about bathrooms in the house. Yeah, I give it to you 1.5 times a day. Like 1.5? What's the half? Yo, yeah. She did what she had to do.
Yeah.
She did what she had to do to get in position. Know what I mean? Listen, I keep telling her, listen, y'all think we bullshit when we be saying that.
Dang.
Know what I'm saying? Listen.
You 29 too, though.
She seen that. You was an upgrade. She had to get in position. She did what she had to do, which was put that pussy on you.
Yeah, she did.
You moved her right in.
Yup. Got you fucked up.
She worked according to plan.
You and
now it's, whoa, slow down.
You in there losing your mind. We done fucked 3 times today for the past week. You in there losing your mind.
Right. Right. She did what she had to do.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, she seen you was a come up. You was an upgrade.
Right.
You was an upgrade. She did what she had to do. You locked in now.
Right.
That's all. I mean, listen. Listen, what she did work. That's all. That's all it is, man. You know what I mean? She you can help her out. Like, I told y'all some women do that shit. Some women come around and, yo, you, okay, he up in this joint by himself. He doing well for himself. Yeah. Oh, I need in over this motherfucker.
So I need in.
She's probably sucking the fucking the guy fucking yo at the damn death.
I need. And this is a joint that was directed to you. It's a ISO, man. I'm in a happy relationship right now. My past girlfriend hit me up and said she doesn't want to up her body count, so she wants me to be the person that she has sex with from time to time. Should I move forward or should I say no because I'm in a relationship?
She don't want to up her body count. What type of shit is that? How gracious of you. Since we already fucked, if I fuck you again, my body count still remains at, you know what I mean? It's not a new body. So.
Does she know you got somebody? Cause yeah, woman just
she probably don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, because she got needs and you was probably hitting the back of the oven.
Yeah.
And she want that again.
Right.
And then it's the familiarity of, I don't have to learn somebody new. I don't have to be with somebody I don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So she probably stuck at a time where she may not have nobody that she feel comfortable giving a pussy up to.
Yeah.
And you was probably hitting the back of the oven. So let me see if you want this shit. You know what I'm saying? So the times I need it, can you come drop that dick off?
Right.
That's all it is.
You know what? You might be right about that. Just having that familiarity with
somebody. Yeah, so you can just jump right into it. It's life. People do that shit. Yeah, women do that. A woman just hit you up.
Right.
Woman just hit you up. Hey, what you doing? But that's what she want.
Yeah.
It's just familiarity.
Right.
Because it may be a time like where she might not have no man. She might not have nobody that she comfortable giving it up to, or she might be dudes that they in the dating stage. So she ain't trying to give it up yet. You know what I'm saying? Or she may not have nobody right now that's even worth even thinking about giving it to right now. So he just hits you up. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just a recipient of that. But the thing is, you know what I mean? You got somebody right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now I can see if you were single, you might just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on over. Because there's times where a chick just hit you up, and I know why she hitting me up. With the whole fake, hey, how you doing? How you been? You don't give a fuck how I been.
You be like, how I been? It's 2 a.m. What are you talking about? You know why you go to bed?
You up?
Yeah, right. How you been?
I've been thinking about what you doing. I just, I'm driving past. You driving past 3:00 in the morning. On a Tuesday. You just out and about on the weekday. I'm driving past. Just having me driving past. And seen your light on. That's the light outside. That's the street light. Yeah. Well, I'm up now, so go and bring your ass on over.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be in a couple minutes. How you gonna be in a couple minutes?
Right.
Fuck, you camped out outside?
Yeah. Nah, because you know, these nowadays, the time, they so sexually, not sexually conscious, but like, just always on their mind. There is a sense of like, well, for men, I don't know if it's like that for women, that you know I got to live up to this performance on the first time. There is a sense of like, you know what I mean, nervousness that you enter when you act. So you're right. When you get like, when you're familiar with somebody and you know my performance, be it good or bad or whatever, you just cool with it. You know what I mean? You know, like, he ain't no all day gone motherfucker. He might give me like 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You feel safe with that person because you know that person. Right. It's filled with familiarity. Y'all know each other's body.
Right.
You know what I mean? He gonna get me off real quick.
Right. That could be why these kids is taking all this shit right now. They taking these honey packs and the blue chew diamonds and all this the shit. That's probably why they doing all that now, because you so concerned about that first performance that you trying to, you know what I mean, make sure it's a good one and shit, a lasting one that can keep you in there to remember. Because right now, these kids will take anything now. You be 19 years old taking some shit that you don't need to take. Fucking yourself up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let me see, we got time for another one. Go back in the show. Oh, damn, that's the one I wanted to do. All right.
Yeah, this will be the last one.
We're gonna end it on a bang right here. This joint say, my fiance wants to become a woman. We want to stay together, but I'm not attracted to women. What options do we have?
Hold on. Read that again.
Okay.
It say, my fiance, I ain't reading the ages, you know what I'm saying, wants to become a woman. We want to stay together, but I'm not attracted to women. What options do we have?
So they must be two, are they two men? Or are they
no, a man so and a say, woman? 31-year-old female, 28-year-old male. That's what they are.
Okay, so she's a woman, and then he want to be a woman.
Yeah.
So it's we've been in a relationship for 5 years and living together for 4 years now and been planning the future together. My partner says it doesn't change anything between us, but he, still going by he/him as the pronoun, would like to stay together. I want to be supportive, and of course, if becoming a woman will make him happy, then it's probably the right decision. My feelings have not changed, and after finding out about this, the only problem is that I'm not attracted to women whatsoever. What options do we really have? The only one I can think of is staying in a platonic relationship with no sex. I realize it's not the most important part of course, but I do think we'll both miss the physical aspect of intimacy. Both. No, he gonna be out here getting some shit in. You don't just make a decision like that not to want to experience the full blast of it. But and whatever.
I digress.
And then, sound crazy, is he going to be one of them people where...
They wouldn't, but he still got a dick?
Right.
Okay, I got you.
Now, I mean, he's still trying to give chicks that pipe work. But he look like you. But he still, you know what I'm saying? He still got the jammy, like... Fool, like, I ain't getting it cut off. Or fool, like, I can still hit the back of the oven.
Right.
Know what I mean? With the real one, not the strap one. I ain't getting rid of that.
This is the thing about it. Beyond that, why do y'all feel like when you going through something that the love that we have permits me to go through it with you? If you going through that, then cool, go through that. I don't have to go through that with you. You know what I mean? Now my life is held up because you telling me this is what you want to do, but I'm going to do this, but I want us to stay together. That's cool that you want that. This is not what I wanted with my life. So I don't,
because she want to be with a man.
Yeah, she like talking a man. She wants to be with a man. Come on now.
So what was her question to us?
She said, what options do we have? Leave or stay? Fucking, that's your options.
Yeah.
Like, what is... Yeah, these questions have been wild today. It's like...
It's
leave or stay. Those are your options. It's not nothing hard to think about. And me, myself, for a person to make... And I ain't... This is not me to talk about that person because I don't know him. But if you're going to make a selfish decision like that and expect me not to make a selfish decision to say that I'm leaving...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you saying this is what I'm going to do and you deal with it. No. You do that, you have a happy life. Enjoy yourself because I'm going over here. You know what I mean? Y'all don't got to ride that shit out when you make a decision like that. Come on, man. Stop that shit, yo. Stop that shit. You know what I mean?
I want some gas station chicken.
Yeah, I do too. Y'all been together. I don't know how that came up into the joint. You know what I mean? Shut up. You know what I mean? Y'all been in a relationship for 5 years. Y'all been together for four. How long you been planning this? Because, you know what I mean? You didn't. 5 years of my life is damn near, you know what I mean? is wasted now. How long you been playing this
shit?
Yeah,
been locked in. So the whole time you probably, how long have you had these feelings?
Right.
So the whole time that we've been together, this just popped up on you, or you always knew and you've been battling with this the whole time. And then now that I'm locked in with you and you locked in with me, I want to do this, but we still need to stay together though. Nah, that's why some of you, y'all got to be true to yourselves, man.
Yeah.
But then some of y'all will just, I ain't going to say drag somebody, but you probably been dealing with this for a while, this in your mind, like, should I do this? You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be with no, like you said, she want to be with a man that look like a man.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, even if you keep your peace.
Right, because she said I'm not attracted to him.
Yeah, man. So.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard decision after you've been locked in with somebody. Yeah, and they might just come, these came out of nowhere on some.
That's the selfish shit people do, though. Because I don't want to go through this by myself. So now I know that you with me. Now I'm going to hit you with this shit. And then I'm going to hit you with all type of. We went through that when we read the asexual, you know what I'm saying, or a liar. This is who I am now, but I want you to stay with me. I don't want you to leave me. Nah, man. That's cool that's who you is. Be that by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit don't got nothing to do with me. That shit don't involve me. Enjoy your life, man. You know what I'm saying? We not at the 59-minute mark because I got to edit this joint and take some shit out. So let me see if I can get one more before we. Did I already read this one? I didn't take it out. All right. This one right here. This will be the very last one. You know what I'm saying? This joint say, I gained a lot of weight and now my wife is no longer sexually attracted to me. How can we deal with this situation? All right, first off, my wife and I are in a relationship for about 7 years now, and we've been married for about 3. We have had a happy and supportive relationship for most of the time with normal bumps in the road, but to this day, we have a great emotional relationship. I've been overweight as a kid and as a teenager, but lost it when I was about 16 and kept a very low weight for about the next 10 years. When the relationship started, I was already gained a little weight again. Y'all be killing me how y'all be writing these joints, man. But I still was very much in a healthy range. During our relationship, and especially the last few years, I've gained a lot of weight, about 90 pounds.
Damn.
About 90 pounds is my last period. I think a lot of factors contribute to this, but I don't think that this is the most important for this question. The important part is that I am now clearly overweight and my wife is a lot less attracted to me because of it. I honestly cannot fault her for this. Still, this puts a lot of strain on our relationship because sexuality is becoming more and more rare. So my question is, how can we deal with this situation? The obvious answers might be just to lose the weight again. But this is not as easy as you think. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? That's this question to us.
The bottom line is this. Is she helping contribute to that? To your weight? You know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? Is she... How are y'all eating habits?
Right.
So you got people that... You know what I mean? You'll gain weight. I don't feel... I'm not attracted to you no more. You gaining weight. But y'all fucking eating junk food every day and drinking sodas and y'all, know what I mean? How is y'all health? Know what I mean? Y'all really need to, y'all might need to work on y'all eating habits. I know people that got eating habits that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? Whole family just got terrible eating habits, dog.
Gain a whole family, dog.
I know people, their whole family. People just got terrible eating habits. Just like I said, you get up and everybody go get fast food for breakfast.
Oh, that's crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
That's crazy, yeah.
You just get kids here. Go get something, go grab something. And then here, I give you money for breakfast on the way. So a kid going to McDonald's, they be going to McDonald's for breakfast. Right. They go to McDonald's after damn school. Or they going to McDonald's eating that for dinner. And they eating, all they eat is chicken. You know what I mean? They don't eat nothing like... No type of home-cooked meal, barely ever. Mm. It's people that just, they live like that. They live off fast food majority of the time. Now, I mean, even if you go buy something, now I mean, go buy something that's cooked. Now, I mean, go get something cooked on a damn grill. Something, you know what I'm saying? Go get something that's like a home-cooked meal. Even though, go get you a platter or something. Don't just eat fast food all the time. Some people, their eating habits is messed up.
Right.
But you, that's a lot of weight, bro. The gain like 90 pounds, your eating habits, bro. Y'all eating habits have to change. You can't have somebody say, your wife can't say, I'm not attracted to you, but she goddamn feet in your goddamn ass. Fucking, you know what I mean? When she go to the gas supermarket, she bringing in a goddamn bunch of goddamn sodas and a bunch of bags of goddamn chips and goddamn ice cream and every damn thing is fried.
Right.
But then y'all gaining weight and then I'm not attracted to you. Know what I'm saying? Y'all got to get healthy. You got to get healthy, my bro. Healthy. Know what I'm saying? For your health. Not just worrying about her. Your health.
Right.
Know what I mean? So you can try to get the most out of life and live as long as you can. Know what I mean? It's about you first.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I mean? So don't even focus on the fact of, you know I mean, she might not be attracted to you physically. It's, you know I mean, you physically, you want to be around, you know I mean, for the next couple of years. Y'all just got to figure out what y'all got to do. And even though you say it may not sound as easy as just losing the weight may be the most important thing, most important solution for you to do. You know what I'm saying? Even though it might not be the easiest thing that you want to hear, it might be the most, you know what I mean, beneficial thing for you to do is to lose the weight. Because you don't want to just keep going up and up from this point. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't focusing on the weight, you just trying to focus on what can I do that we can get back into bed. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is, man. You want to close this joint off?
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Do that for yourself first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you got to be healthy, man. You know what I mean? Do that for yourself. You know what I mean? Do that for yourself first. You know what I mean? Like I said, y'all probably got to change y'all eating habits. Because she probably contributed to that.
Right.
She's probably contributed to that. She's probably cooking the worst stuff for y'all. The only people that just cook the worst stuff for y'all, y'all eat a probably bunch of junk and all of that. Y'all eating habits probably be terrible.
Right.
I know a lot of people just eating habits is just terrible. You know what I mean? Everything is fast food. But they ass don't want to go, you can't take me to Cheesecake Factory. Some of these chicken people would trip.
Yeah, you're right. Definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? You ready to wrap this joint up? Get about it?
Yeah. We done, man. We done.
I feel you. This has been a very different line of questions that we got, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know.
It was like out of left field. Some of these joints is like... I mean, not to make fun of y'all, know what I mean? Yeah. We here... Now, I mean, we appreciate y'all, man, but it's just the series of questions, like, in a row was like, bop, 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 bop. On some like eyeball type joints to me, or joints I just understand like what's the point of the question and all that. You know what I mean? Not to make fun of y'all. I know some of y'all, that's serious questions for some of y'all.
Yeah. Nah, it definitely is, man. But you know, I mean, y'all know what it is, man. It's an Earn an ISO show. We appreciate the questions. Hope that you, I mean, appreciate the answers that we gave y'all as best of our ability. We out of here, y'all. Peace.